First Nations Cable and Solo Cable Solutions say the fiber optic internet installation project for the Six Nations community is nearing completion. The ongoing project, which started in 2023, is now down to installing its last 46 kilometers of fiber optic lines to the Six Nations community. During the July 22nd General Council meeting, Troy Sider, COO of Solo Cable Solutions, provided the update for the community and detailed which areas of Six Nations that are still left to be serviced.
We are down to about 40 kilometers left, which sounds like a lot, but it really isn't that much because of what the entire project encompassed. So we are down to a bit. This is Indian Line, correct, Jeff?
Yes.
So we're basically done the core of the build. We have a bit that we're working on now on second line.
Yes.
And then there's Tuscarora a little bit and Oneida that we're just finishing the last little bits of the connectivity. And then we have a bit on Indian Line to do. And then on the top end, this would be all sixth, right?
Yeah, six and seven.
Six and seven up on the top end that
Oneida.
And Oneida.
Yeah.
That has to be done. So
and 54. That's
right. And there's 54 up to Painter, right?
Yes.
So that's what's left there. It's approximately about 46 kilometers.
Sider says the expectation is for the project to meet its completion deadline by the end of December of this year, and that updates will be provided to the community when installation will be taking place in high traffic areas as the project nears completion.
We've been working very well, we believe, with the Public Works. I believe it's Ken where our project manager mainly deals with, and it's kind of worked out well. We're trying to give him as much heads up on some of the troubled high traffic areas like Chiefswood and Fifth that we're going and give him a few days to let him know we're in this area. So obviously we've had a few hiccups and complaints with restoration. We've tried to get them fixed up and done as quickly as we can. So things are progressing very well. We expect to fully meet the target by the end of the year.
Jeff Thomas, president of First Nations Cable, advised residents that installation is currently being offered at no cost. He encouraged all community members to allow the cable to be installed, even if they do not intend to subscribe at this time, in order to ensure access for any future needs.
There's no installation fee. The only fee is for the electronics. There's two boxes that have to be purchased. But the overall installation of the fiber to the home is all free. It's all part of the subsidies that we got. And so we bury to the side of the house. If a customer doesn't want it, that's fine. But we're recommending everybody allow us to at least bury it to the side of the house while it's free. Because if we have to go back, it'll be charged then. At that point. So that's the thing we're getting out there. The other thing is we've been dropping off flyers to get permission to go on property. There's a website set up with our packaging and what services are available, all of that.
Thomas provided prices for both internet and TV service if community members are interested.
The first box is the data box that are and it's $79, and that's if you just want internet alone, that's all you need. The second is for TV, if you want TV, and that one's it's around $65, I think.
Six Nations Elected Council accepted the presentation as information, and both First Nations Cable and Solo Cable Solutions say more updates will be provided as the project comes to a close. I'm Andrew Dow, and this news story is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, which supports the creation of original civic journalism.